From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. ag commodity trader and processor Cargill has acquired a soy processing facility in eastern China via a judicial auction, expanding its crushing capacity. According to AgWeb.com, Cargill, the largest privately owned U.S. company, is now among the largest foreign soy producers in China, though its crushing capacity in the country is dwarfed by other Chinese-owned processors. China, the world's top soybean producer, is expected to import a record 99 million tons of the oil seed in the 2020-21 season. A wildfire mitigation bill went before the U.S. Senate subcommittee last Wednesday, and a coalition of Western State Farm Bureau says the measure would help the region address its catastrophic wildfire crisis. 13 State Farm Bureaus and the American Farm Bureau expressed support for the bill, the Emergency Wildfire and Public Safety Act. It would implement projects to manage forests, remove hazardous fuels, and accelerate post-fire restoration and reforestation. Following President Trump's approval to include up to an additional $1 billion in the Farmers to Families Food Box program, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the USDA has also approved those funds in contracts to support America's producers and communities in need through the program. Last week, USDA reached a milestone of having distributed more than 90 million boxes in support of American farmers and families affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. This is the third round of purchases. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.